Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. Five.
On iRadio. It's Dave and Fionnuala. This is the game called Gimme Five. Simple in theory. 10 seconds put on the clock. We give you a question, you give us five correct answers. But when it comes down to the time pressure, you don't know what could happen. Let's go to Shane of the duo Shane and Killian. Remind us everything about you. Where are you? What do you do?
Plumber.
And is it all going well?
Oh, it's going well, yeah. Flat out now at the minute.
Whereabouts are you?
Mullingar now this week. And then a few jobs there in Cavan as well. So.
Is that a new site or a continuing site in Mullingar?
Oh, continuing. There are no whales, yeah.
Greville Park, no?
No. It's out there at Lone Road.
Okay. Just work coming out right, left and centre. Can't keep up with it.
Oh, that is for sure.
And you wouldn't be doing any private jobs on the side then, no?
You'd have the odd one here and there, for sure.
You'd be just, you're a good lad to help someone out in an emergency, isn't that it, Shane?
Sure. They're stuck.
I love it. You're a practical man. You're pragmatic about the situation. If you're stuck, give us a call and see what I can do for you.
Oh, sure,
please. Are you ready to get stuck into today's Gimme Five?
Give it a go, sir.
Go on, son.
Shane, you have 10 seconds, and in that time, I would like you to please give me five. Types or styles of shoe. Go.
Runners, trainers, suit shoes, boots, and boat shoes.
Sorry now.
Boat shoes.
Boat shoes, he says to us.
Boat, you know the slip-on ones.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, it's an inspired answer is what it is. We very much enjoy it and welcome it.
Aye.
Can I crib a little bit?
And
no, the runners and trainers are two different things.
They're not now. Come on.
Okay, yeah. Shane, I give you your chance. What's the difference?
Trainers, you don't wear runners to a gym, but you'll wear trainers.
So are you saying runner is more of a style type of athletic shoe, but the trainer is for doing the actual exercise in?
That's it.
I think I might have to allow it.
I don't agree to that logic whatsoever. I think it's a very good argument to put across.
There's logic there, though.
There is logic, but I still don't agree with it. Can we leave that for a minute? Call it a provisional five under review.
That'll do you.
But will it do you?
I'd say just give it the five and leave it at that.
But you do know people will be arguing for you and arguing against you, and we'll have to read through that correspondence.
Well, look, I won't have to read it on your side, sorry.
Right. Provisional five. That's the best offer I can make right now, and we will return to it, okay?
Right, Lou.
Thank you, sir. Good luck.
Cheers. Thanks a million. I'll chat to you.
Shane, the plumber. Is he right? Are trainers and runners different? I just thought they were the same thing. It might be American or British to call them trainers and we call them runners.
Up until our chat just there, I would have said the same. But after hearing his logic, I'm accepting that. I think he should be allowed to have the five.
Is there a difference? I don't know. 087-1-102-107 for correspondence. A provisional five under review for the next 5 minutes. Stephen Fionnuala, every effing day there's some sort of effing handling like. So we had Shane on for Gimme Five. Question was five styles of shoes. He gave us trainers and runners. We were like, we kind of think that counts as one answer. We actually thought you'd be again, but far from it. All out in support, including Alan.
Honestly, I'd give him that.
Yeah?
If I was against him, he'd give me five. Not a chance, but...
See, that's the difference.
You would go running in runners, but you wouldn't go running in trainers.
Okay. Many Google screenshots as well at the differences between runners and trainers. Caitlin, are you giving it to him?
Kind of agree with him because I think, like, trainers are, like, let's say, like, Converse or Air Forces and stuff like that, where runners, I feel like, would be, like... Nikes, any shoes that you can actually go running in, if that makes any sense.
50%. The jury's and judge's decision is that he gets the five. Congratulations to him. both shoes an inspired answer. I suppose he deserved to get in for that alone.
I am so proud of Shane that that is what he finished his Gimme 5 with, and I consider ourselves educated as to the difference between trainers and runners.
We now have two Gimme 5 out of 5s this week, only separated on time. I really hope he's beat our previous player during the week, or this would all be for nothing, Shane.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.